P.O.P. all the time.
You've really taken a shine to that one.
I give him the grease.
I like it.
I tell him to put something on his finger. You know what I'm saying? Stick it in his ass. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of like fuck yourself. My dog, he at the door. I go to fuck.
Fuck him.
You know what I'm saying? He's groaning and, you know what I'm saying, moaning.
Oh, man.
It was tight.
Tight.
Definitely a virgin. You know what I'm saying? I bag out a little bit. So like, man, come on, man. Goddamn.
Damn. Shut up, man. Get that ass out, man. Oh, get that ass out.
Just tossing the ass up. You know what I'm saying? Letting everybody fuck.
He have sex with me first. Then I have sex with him. Then he have sex with me. I have sex with him. Then he have
sex
with
me. This song is
intense. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Fuck me in my ass. 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 Yeah. Fuck me in my ass. Fuck me in my ass.
That's...
He made himself up. He had grease on his fingernails.
It is greasy.
Sure should have been greasy.
Where are the dudes at? You know where the dudes at?
My mama.
This is golden stuff.
It's, I mean, I'm mesmerized.
Wow. You know what that was? Mm. That was Mom's House Sexy Time Remix by DJ Know What I'm Saying.
It's really good.
Yeah.
There's a few clips that really touch my heart. One of them definitely is the 9 orgasms at my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Honestly, it wasn't until you have 2 in you, you have 3 in you. And number 3 is the homeless guy saying, fuck me in my ass, man.
Yeah.
I feel like those 3 clips really touched a special place in my heart.
There's, this guy combined a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of the classics. This guy's real good.
Double putt classics.
DJ, you know what I'm saying? I think he's got a real future.
Well, I think he knows what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's almost time for us to take this MomCast on the road.
Choo-choo.
3 shows in 3 days. Can you believe it?
I know. It's gonna be nuts, dude. I'm excited.
November 6th, we're going to our second home, Seattle, the Highline. We're going to make up for when you weren't there.
Yeah.
I took Crazy Yoshi as a replacement stepmom.
He's a good stepmom. His jeans are a good stepmom. His Asian jeans are always high.
They're very Asian. November 6th, guys. That's next Thursday. We're going to be there. And then...
The High Rhine. That's how Yoshi said it, right?
That's how
the
Yoshi said it. And then the next day, we're in Portland, Analog Cafe. That's November 7th. And then November 8th, we're really excited. We've never done it in Portland either, but there's something about, going to Chicago, and some people call it Chicago, but...
No.
Chicago.
Everybody knows.
The Empty Bottle.
Chicago.
November 8th. We hope as many mommies as possible come out on a Saturday. We have some really special things planned, so please come out.
Mage.
Like, mage.
You don't even know, bros, and I... Get your tickets in advance, guys, because the closer we get, it's very close to being sold out. And I don't want my mommies to not have a ticket to the shows. And I know, I get it. You're like, but I don't want to buy stuff in advance because it's a pain in the ass. Believe me, I'm the same way. But don't procrastinate, mommies, because it does sell out. Thankfully to you guys, it sells out.
Thankfully, too.
Thank you.
Here's one that did sell out. New Orleans, November 14th.
Jeez.
So they added a second show.
What
so,
are you, some kind of jeans machine?
I think so. So thanks to all the moms that got their tickets to the New Orleans show early. We added an early show. So the show still remains at 9, the original show. Now there's now a 7 p.m. show. So please tell your friends. And if you haven't got your tickets, please go to the 7 p.m. show. Houston, I'm counting on you the next day to be at the Warehouse Live on the 15th. And then November 16th, Hyenas in Dallas.
Hyenas.
Please put your jeans on and your cowboy hats and your shit-kicking boots and come see me there. And then the Performing Arts Center Monday, and the tickets are looking strong. Thank you, Oklahoma City, for coming out on that Monday. I got a good report back from that. So really, this is just a big plug for you to go, and a big thanks for coming.
A huge butt plug.
Yeah, big butt plug. Thank you very much. So that being jeansed out and said, we're really excited. We're really excited for these shows coming up.
Mm-hmm. Also, jeans... Is it time for me to do mine?
No, it's time for me to do this one.
Oh, sorry.
This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. Getting your mailing and shipping done can seem like a no-win situation. Going to the post office takes up time. It's valuable time. Leasing a postage meter, jeans, it's expensive. And there are multi-year commitments and hidden fees. Luckily, we know a better way. It's Stamps.com. Jeans. It's Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk using your own personal computer and printer. Even get special postage discounts you can't find at the post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter at just a fraction of the cost. You can save up to 80% compared to a postage meter, and you'll avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office. We use Stamps.com. Every time you get something from the Mommy Dome, it arrives at your home with a Stamps.com postage on it. We're thrilled with it.
It's the best.
I love it.
We've been using it for years. We used the product before they were a sponsor. That's how much we love Stamps.com.
Yeah, this is real. We're not like...
Nah, man.
It's not like they said, hey, do you want to use it? And we said, sure, we'll read it. We actually used it for a while before they were a sponsor.
Absolutely.
So right now, use our promo code MOM. That's Mom. You can remember that for this special offer.
Uh-oh. Oh, Peter Kane's out there.
FIFO.
I think, hold on.
Does FIFO love Stamps.com?
He's
is that why he's doing this?
He's using the scale. Hold on.
So look, it's a no-risk trial. FIFO is upset about it because he's like... I mean, no risk? That's right, FIFO. Whew. A $110 bonus offer. It includes no barking, but a digital scale, and up to $55 in free postage. Again, the barks are not included. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com. Enter Mom. Now, I'm wondering... if the dog saw a postman. Is it a postman?
No, it's a skunk.
Oh.
It's a skunk and he wanted to be outside.
Wow.
That's terrible. Well, you know, he got his... I
ran
out there and he had a switchblade in his hand.
The skunk did or Theo?
No, Theo got a switchblade out.
Wow.
I'm lucky I caught him in time.
I thought we were talking about Stamps and he saw the postman.
Oh.
And he was doing that whole thing.
I thought actually it was a postman because a parcel of mine had been delivered.
I owe you an apology.
Why?
Because I'm drinking and one sip throws off my mind, like my thinking.
Yeah.
It was your turn to plug your stuff.
I know.
Oh, that's why I'm issuing an apology. You know what I thought you were about to do? I thought you were going to plug the site and I go, no, plug this first.
Okay, James.
So I just want to apologize.
It's okay. I love you.
You forgive me?
Yeah.
I still want to be with
why
you.
Why am I so winded?
Because you just tracked down a killer.
Can I tell you what happened, though?
Yeah.
So I saw him going crazy, and I was like, oh, the postman did just drop off a parcel. So
yes.
I opened the door to like go pick up the package.
Yeah.
It's not the postman. It was a skunk, and our dog goes running towards the skunk up on the wall. You know, those animals.
That's the last thing we
need.
And
I was like, fuck.
That's the last thing we need.
So I just grabbed him, and I was like, put the blade down, because he also had his switchblade in his hand.
Oh.
I know.
That's
I hate when Theo gets his gun out and the knife out and the gun.
It's true. It's terrible.
He's so violent, and when he sees red like that, you can't stop him.
Look, I brought the tunes back because
you deserve
tunes for your
So Toledo, plugs. Toledo, November 20th, November 21st, November 22nd, November 23rd.
You're never going to let me
But they
this
don't
down.
They don't know what the dates are if I don't fill it in for them. And then
Toledo, Ohio? Ohio, or Toledo, Ohio. Spain, or Toledo, Argentina.
Delano, Florida. Toledo, Florida. And then December 10th. That's different. It's a different week. December 10th through 12th. So it's actually a Wednesday through Saturday. I'm doing Fartford.
I didn't know we were plugging December. Okay.
Come, Connecticut.
Come, Connecticut.
Come, Connecticut. And New Year's Eve, guys.
You're going to Fartford?
Yeah.
In December. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. It's, I've been saying it.
All right.
I got to get my ticket. Shit. All right. Austin Tejas, if you guys are around New Year's Eve, come see your jeans there. We're going to be doing stand-up comedy on New Year's Eve in Austin at the Cap City Comedy Club. Get your tickets. And that's it, dudes.
Damn, dog. Damn, player.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Also, mommies, we know you already do your shopping on Mamazon through us. And if you're already doing that, thank you so much. And please, 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 pretty, 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 please, if you're going to shop on Mamazon, just go through our banner. If you click on the little banner on the homepage, it takes you right to like our thing. And it gives us just a few pennies every time. But it means something. True. And I know it's an extra step for you, and I appreciate that.
Ooh, so. Ooh, I can plug this now. It just went up.
Plug it. Ugh.
Well, December 4th through 7th, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm coming to see you.
Yeah.
You're coming with me to chill.
Yep.
But I'm at Stand Up Live. But the tickets are now on sale. December 18th through 20th, San Francisco, Manfrandisco. I'm doing stand-up at COPS.
At where?
Cox Comedy Club in Manfrandisco.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Give some to Sheila.
Listen, we're doing the show old school, which is with wine. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've been drinking and podcasting. I know. It's nighttime. That's why.
I know. There's a lot to cover, man.
Long day.
A lot to cover.
Guess what I'm excited I found? I cleaned out the studio.
Yeah.
Look who's back.
Ooh. It's really cool. It's really, really mature. Can
also,
we, what?
If you guys don't remember, we there's episodes that are special bonus episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Of your mom's house. There's a wonderful interview Tom did with his parents.
Yeah.
If you want to know the stories behind Top Dog and Charo, there's a special bonus episode you could download for like, what is it, $1.99 or $1.99,
yeah.
And also a great interview with my dad. He talks about escaping from communist Hungary and how Detroit is the most wonderful place in the world.
They're pretty amazing.
Him. It's
they're,
great.
They're on cdbaby.com and they're on iTunes. It's a your mom's house bonus. But to search for them, you don't look in podcasts. You look in albums. So
I'm going to put that link up on the site so you guys, it'll be like in the shop page.
Of course, our cruise pictures are up. A lot of people have been responding to the cruise pictures.
And people have been taking their own cruise photos.
That's
now,
very exciting,
which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, go ahead if you like t-shirts of our show. Please check out our shop on yourmomshousepodcast.com and buy your mom's house t-shirt. We got old school shirts like Top Dog, Wipe Down. We got Let's Get Social. We got Theo 24/7.
Hotness.
What else do we have? Bikes.
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 Yep. And then there's going to be some new stuff coming up too. So keep your eyes on that.
A lot of stuff, man. There's a lot of stuff. Let's see. Is there a bike still here?
Bikes!
There it goes.
There it goes. All right. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's fucking party.
Mm.
All right. I'm back with the fart box. So I got some dirty, stinky ones for you. Get your ass in there. Come here.
I know you're going to like this.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wait, one more plug. One more butt plug before I forget.
Okay.
That's deep, bro. I drop a new one every other week, so it's twice a month, and I will be dropping a new one on Monday. So yeah. Keep your earballs peeled. We have lots of exciting guests coming up. Greg Fitzsimmons. I finally wrangled the one, the only Duncan Trussell. What? You asked for him? We got him.
Aren't you appearing there soon?
And I just, I recorded one with Duncan today for the Family Hour, and we are getting him in the Mommy Dome. It is happening.
That's long overdue.
Long overdue.
That's long overdue.
I tell you, I went to his studio, and it's all, like, our studio is pretty rad and decked out.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy's got incense, pictures of his guru, lighting concepts.
He's an interesting dude, that guy.
I mean, it's pretty chill. Ours is pretty chill. We like to do things in the dark, and so does he. So
there's cool lights in here. Cool things hanging.
Do you like what I did when you
were
gone?
Looks fantastic.
I cleaned up the studio. I hung up your Big Daddy Kane record,
mm-hmm.
your George Carlin drawing.
Yep.
Your foosball was there. We got Rodney Dangerfield up, Recipe for Poop. So a lot of mommy fan art I put up as well. Drawings of Theo. We got posters.
It looks great in here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Long overdue.
Check it out. The premiere just happened of How to Be a Grown-Up on True TV.
Oh, my God.
And we live tweeted it, so you can... please set your DVRs or watch it live. It's going to be every Tuesday for the next... Today was the first one. There's 15 more episodes.
Crazy.
Always on Tuesday, 9:30 Eastern. That's 6:30 Pacific. And like I said, we live tweeted it. They actually uploaded the first episode online. So if you missed it, you can actually watch it on our site. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and click on the clips page, and you can see the full... first episode of How to Be a Grown-Up, and we had a lot. That was really, they did a great job.
It's, you know what's neat about True TV right now? I know you guys are like, wait, isn't True TV the network that just airs like Repo shows?
Cops. And
yes, it was, but today's the first day that they're launching all these new shows, and they're taking chances on comedies, like innovative shit. Like is it Citizens? What's Free Citizens? Is that the name of the sketch group?
No, it's
People, like, of the Citizens. Free
Citizens
People.
People of the...
Something like that.
Free World.
Yeah.
Refugees?
Yeah, it's the hidden refugee show where they bring in a bunch of refugees from Somalia, and surprise, we give them hot dogs.
They did a great job.
There's our show.
Tell your kid about the birds and the bees. I think you should start clinical. Broad strokes, vagina, anus, penis, scrotum, and then... you build in all the nasty details of your personal sex life later.
It's a little clip from the show.
There you go.
There's where your mom. That's her on True TV.
What's really neat, I'm really proud of, is that you and I got in Friends of the People.
Friends of the People.
And also Impractical Jokers is really good, too.
Yeah.
They're the show after us.
There's only one mommy.
What's really great is that you got in, we got in a diarrhea joke.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool.
That was fucking hilarious. That made me laugh. I didn't realize how funny that was going to be. It's the way they cut it, too, you know?
Yeah. And we did the mommy dance.
The mommy dance is on episode one. If anything, you got to go to the site, click on the clips page, and scroll through episode one, because we do the mommy dance. We got it on.
Yes. Like, we just, they're like, do you guys dance? And we're like, we do the mommy dance. And they're like, will you show
What's
us?
That? Yeah. And, there's actually a bunch, I think, throughout the show. We'll see how they edit it. But I have a feeling there's a bunch of references from the show that we get in there about jeans and all kinds of stuff.
We talk about pulling our jeans up. We do that a few times. A lot of brown talk. Tom farted one time when we were taping.
Yeah.
Burping. A lot of good stuff in there for you guys.
There's a lot of cool shit.
I'm excited. You're handsome. Your beard is so full.
Oh, that's another fun thing to watch. if you watch episode one, I have scruff.
Yeah.
And then if you... get to the final episode, you'll see that I look like a member of SEAL Team 6 with my beard. It's really full. It looks like Special Forces, 100%.
It's hilarious. And also, I have a raging eye infection, too, which is kind of neat to watch get aggravated and then disappear.
It is very nice.
Yeah. And then it spreads to both eyes. So that's kind of a fun
thing. I kind of like that you have it.
On television, to have an eye infection.
I picture that you got it at a glory hole.
Wait, let's walk through your fantasy. Go for it.
Well, you're just going to the bathroom somewhere.
Where?
Like at a rest stop? Yeah.
Okay.
And you got to go, and there's a hole in there.
Yeah.
And you're pushing, and you can't, you're trying to get something to come out, and you're sitting there. Yeah, you're sitting there, you're waiting, but you know something's there, and you're like, You're like, I can't really, how do I get this to come out?
Yeah.
And you're, you know?
Quit moving around down there. Stop it.
And,
yeah.
And then there's a little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that? And you look, and then there's like this droopy, sloppy dick comes through the hole.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And you're like, what is, hey, I'm going to go in the bathroom in here, like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, don't worry about it. It's all right. It's okay. Don't shh.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. And then he's like, check it out. And you're like, it smells weird.
Yeah.
And what are all those marks from it? And he's like, shh. So help you go to the bathroom. And so you're like, all right. And it's like this old guy. And he doesn't have, you know, he's missing
a
hand and his teeth. And then he's got a lot of spots on his junk. And then you don't know what to do with it, but you rub it all over your face. And then you get an eye infection. And then you're like, all right. And then...
it is kind of hot.
And you sit there longer, and then you fart.
No, you know what's interesting is that your scenario is not far off from how I probably got that eye infection.
Really?
Well, yeah, because...
so my fantasy is your reality?
Well, half of it is. The fact is, I probably, as our doctor, Dr. Dickhead, explained to me, it's getting shit in your eye.
Is that what he said?
He's like, I gotta shit in your eye again, huh? I'm like, yes, fuck. It's shit flecks in your eye.
So like, that's really what it was?
Dude, that's what pink eye is. It's
not all shit flakes.
But it's like dirty stuff in your eyeballs, yeah. And I was rubbing my eyes. I was farting in my hands and rubbing on my ass. What's the squeakies?
She's sitting on a fart box. It's like a homemade chair.
Huh.
The center's cut out, and the guy can put his face underneath it. And then
amazing.
She's sitting on it.
Man, I could do this so good.
She's trying. You can tell she's trying, right?
She's failing. I already know what she's doing wrong.
You do?
Yeah.
What's she doing wrong?
Can you see me?
First of all, she's not eating properly.
Yeah, I think if she ate the right thing, this would be way different.
This would be so much easier, dummy.
Yeah.
Let me make you some poop soup. Ooh, that was wet. Did she shit on him?
No, but it really popped.
You jumped. What are you looking at?
Her butthole.
You can actually see her butthole.
Can actually see it?
Oh, I don't like it! I don't like that. I don't want to see it.
Wait, what happened? Tell everybody what happened.
Well, you showed me the screen, and it was like a lady bent over, and you could see her meow and her perking butthole. It was like puckering.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate puckering buttholes.
It's hard to look at.
I hate it. Like when
every time she farts, it expands.
I don't
and
like
I go,
that.
Oh, no. Yeah. And I get real.
I don't like it. It's like when Theo takes a shit, I can't watch his butthole because I hate the puckering.
Really?
I don't like it.
Oof.
Oh, that's your favorite part or what?
No, but I just didn't know you couldn't watch it. I didn't know it affected
you. I don't watch
you.
Him. Well, plus he gets mad at me. He always cusses at me.
Come on.
Quit looking at me, bitch.
Well, I can imagine that. I can imagine that.
He's got problems. The rescue dog.
Man. Oh, damn. That's easier to deal with.
Whoa, I just had a revelation.
What's that?
Why don't we hook up King Ass Ripper with the fart box girl?
There's... he'll never fucking respond.
I know he won't answer our fucking request.
We even had the little mommies go after him.
I know. Why does he deny our love?
I don't know, man. It's really upsetting. It's really upsetting.
Bet he'd answer if Daniel Tosh called, huh?
Ask your mom. I say it with a kid, you just get right into the kinky stuff. Bondage, you know, masks, whips. Let that kid know it's a whole world out there to explore.
Telling my...
See?
Do you realize we said that on television?
And that's right from the worlds of your mom's house. 100%. 100%.
We snuck in so much mommy stuff on that show.
Yeah, it's really great. It's really
great. So funny.
So does this lady end with a really good fart? I was kind of wondering, you know?
Well, how does this show end? Are you still looking? We can't even look.
It's hard.
Huh?
It's hard.
Yeah. Your penis or this?
The hard part is I don't want her to shit. I don't want to.
That's the thing. That's the danger of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's the danger, is it? A loaf could spit out. What about her vegan vagina?
Good point.
I'm done. You want to get out?
First of all, in the fart box.
Her farts were very weak.
Yeah.
They were of a weak grade. If I were her, I would prepare by eating poop soup, homemade. Okay. Now, what that is, for those of you listening who want the recipe,
mm-hmm.
you go to your Trader Joe's, get your bag of cauliflower.
I want you to take a nice, big, fat shit for you. Fart everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You could definitely do it.
Fart all in your face.
Yeah. Broccoli, cauliflower,
yeah.
bell peppers, kale, cut up carrots, onion.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get these are weak ass farts.
Yeah.
You'll get some real good farts if you eat that. Or minestrone soup. Oh, man. There you go.
That's a good few of those.
When I made that minestrone soup, you farted like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't minestrone.
It was mamastrone.
That's right. That changed the whole game.
Yeah, mamastrone. I add extra veggies.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so we got this from a listener. A job opportunity. If you're a girl and you can poop a lot,
yeah,
regardless
check.
Of how you look,
okay.
you can earn a lot of cash.
Yeah.
It's joyangelus.com.
Hmm.
It's indeed as simple as it says. Are you a female 18 years old plus?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're in for a great time making money with Joy Angelus. Good looks are not even important. What counts is that you can poop and pee, and everybody can do that. So just tell me how this sounds.
Well, so far, I'm qualified.
Film yourself pooping using your iPhone or camera.
Yeah.
Send your clips to us via WeTransfer or SendSpace, and tell us where we can send your money, and that's all it is.
Hmm. Do I have to show my face, or is it just my butthole?
Let's see. Because of the myth that girls don't poop, I never went anywhere except home. Which didn't only cause me a lot of discomfort, also really huge poos. Then I found the Joy Angelus website.
Hmm.
And ever since, I thought, there goes another $60. after having pooped away about $4,000, I sent in a clip of myself pooping. Nobody knows it's me. Nobody knows I'm doing this. I've been a Joy Angelus model since 2007 and still going.
Hmm.
We all make fun of situations involving poop. For some reason, it makes people laugh. Girls can have as much fun as boys when it comes to those situations, but girls mostly won't show it as easy as boys. There are thousands of guys out there who never saw a girl pooping in their lives, and that's why this website was founded.
Hmm.
By never seeing a girl poo, many guys think girls poop flowers and roses. Here's the opportunity to show them the truth and make money doing it.
Hmm.
Now, would you like to learn some more about this?
No. Wait, so... I love their sales pitch. It's like, we're trying to educate people, but it's really perverts jerking off to
girls shitting.
Right,
yeah.
So it's a duplicitous thing.
Well, the fetish is called EFRO, Erotic Female Relieving Observance.
Oh, boy.
And there's immensely famous lovers of this genre, from Amadeus Mozart to Louis the 14th.
Now, how did they know that?
I don't know. Imagine, here's...
That wasn't in the movie.
It's definitely not in the movie. I like this. Here's how to make a good clip for us.
Okay.
Imagine how simple this is. You just wait till you have to poop really bad.
Okay.
You just place your camera on the floor and start filming yourself the moment you really have to go. You don't need to be naked at all. Just wear whatever it is you're wearing at the moment and you want to film, squat down and go. It doesn't matter if it takes you 3 minutes or a full hour.
Hmm.
Anything is good. Don't be ashamed to fart. The noisier you are, the better the clip is.
Hmm.
That's a philosophy I absolutely 100% agree with. You gotta let it out.
It's a philosophy you invented. You know what I get? The other day I met a guy at the Comedy Store, and he goes, "Oh, you're Tom Segura's wife." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, I was just watching his Netflix special." And he goes, I love that. I could watch that guy tell stories all day. I go, I know. My husband's amazing. He's the funniest human being.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, man, that pooping story. Is that true? Is that a true story? He talks about shitting and you want to take him to the hospital. I go, absolutely, that's true.
That is true.
That is every day in our house. You poop and it sounds like you're dying because of the gas.
Does not
It's sound so
like.
Volatile.
You exaggerate.
But I'm sorry. I interrupted your rules here. Go ahead.
So don't be ashamed to fart.
Yeah.
The noisier, the better. Whether you poop really huge turds, pellets, or soft ones, everything is good. To those of you who really can poop very big piles,
yep, that's me.
Girls, hold your poo as many days as possible, as stop. These are the highest paid clips. Here's another part that they're really clear on. Don't let your boyfriend film you. Film yourself.
Oh. Okay.
You are the best director of your clips. But if you have a girlfriend who wants to join in, even better. Mm. We double the amount for one clip featuring two girls. As long as you make sure that you are not too close to the camera, your turds are clearly visible, and the clips are bright and reasonable quality. You can't miss. When you are done, pick up the camera, show us a close-up of your product, and that's it. It's your first clip, and you just created your first money.
Brown money.
Yeah.
What's the website again, in case somebody's interested?
It's Joy Angelus. Yeah.
Like J-O-Y.
Angelus. Yeah.
A-N-G-E-L-E-S.
So here's a pee still of like... from girls who peed.
Sure.
And
okay.
Let's see. Yep. And there's a turd still.
Oh my god. But yeah. that's not a normal sized brown
doesn't
coming
look
out
like
of her
it.
Butthole.
Doesn't look like it.
Is that out of her? Are you sure that was out of her rectum?
Yeah.
How do you say rectum?
How do you say rectum?
With two gentlemen, especially what is
amazed,
is I was able to take a really, really hard, long penis into my vagina, as well as my, what do you call that, rectum, and there is so many adventure within me during this past 10 months.
What do you? She
how
says.
You say,
she says. What do you say?
What do you? Say?
About to do some grocery shopping?
Oh, I just need milk, eggs. You know the basics.
Come on, get smart. See, Smart and Final has all the basics.
Stop it.
Milk and eggs.
Stop
coffee
it.
And bread, and don't forget the produce.
Whoa, I had no idea.
We're talking the convenience of a grocery store with the savings of a warehouse store.
So. We're driving by Smart and Final, and Christina goes, Smart and Final, what does that mean? And I go, what do you think it means? And she goes, I think it means like, yeah, you're smart, but all sales are final. Yeah, you're smart, but all sales are final. Like it's a guy, like it's a stoner who runs it, and he goes, "Yeah, you mean you're smart for coming here, but all sales are final. You can't return anything."
Stop it! But that's what I thought it meant. I don't understand what it means. Why is it called smart?
He said, "Yeah, you're smart to this girl."
Right. He's all. But the point is, does it mean like?
Because it's the convenience
all,
of a grocery
it's all,
store.
Hey, you're smart, but
with
all
the
sales
savings
are
savings with a warehouse. So it's smart for smart shopping.
Oh.
And there's like good low final prices is what I think that means.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean yeah, you're smart. But all sales are final. Like, I'm going to compliment you, but I got to tell you, I can't go any lower. Like, I can't take returns.
Wow, I really saved a lot.
So any words of wisdom for your friends out there?
Yeah, two. Get smart.
I had a feeling she'd say that.
Get smart.
Smart
and Final, the smaller, faster warehouse store.
I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, you're smart for coming here, but I mean, all sales are final.
That's what I thought. Do you know that
it's
that's
one of my favorite things you've ever said?
Because that's what I've been reading it that way in my head for like 20 years.
You've always said, yeah, you're smart, yes. But all sales are final?
Yes. It's you're smart for shopping here, but all sales are final.
No returns.
No returns. I've honestly thought for years that it's a store where you can't return stuff.
It's so ridiculous.
I thought that's what it meant, that it's final. Like you cannot return these things. You must keep them. So you better be smart because you got to choose wisely.
So like if you walk out of there and you bought something and you're like, I want to return this, then you're like,
oh, God.
I'm stuck with this.
Yeah. I seriously, I thought it was like a final sales store. Like some sales stores, because they have those stores where they're like, sorry, dude. Like what's that shit called? Like Tuesday mornings? where it's like, this is it, bro. This is the last chance. You can't return this shit.
That'd be way too aggressive of a name for a store. It's to tell people, this is it. These are the final fucking, there's no returns here. That's way too aggressive. That's too aggressive.
I know. That's why I've never shopped there. I've never been inside.
That's so ridiculous.
I've never gone in there because I didn't understand what they could sell.
Fuck.
I didn't know. I don't know what they sell at Smart and Final.
Yeah, you're smart. But all sales are final.
But like,
I'm sorry. You saw the sign.
Some stoner stands there and he's all, bro, sorry, dude.
Good job coming here, but it's final now.
And you have your receipt. You're all, but I have my receipt. And the stoner's like, no, dude.
Just points at
it. Read the sign.
Final. Sorry, man.
But I didn't know that until you just played that, the Smart and Final, that they sell eggs and shit. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a paperclip store.
It's all the convenience of a grocery store, but it's the savings of a warehouse store. That's Smart and Final.
No idea.
Are you going to go try it now?
Nope. I don't like their name. I still feel that the name is inherently hostile.
Yeah, you're smart for coming, though.
But
it's
all
final
sales
stops.
But all sales are final, baby.
No, it means that like you don't need to go anywhere else.
Dude, I would this never. Is it. I would never have inferred that meaning in a million years.
It's like, are we done? Do we get to shopping? Oh, no, you're done. You don't go anywhere else.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
oh, I got it. Yeah.
Also, the store that I don't understand is Jennifer Convertibles.
Yeah.
What is that? I know it's a couch store. It's like convertible couches.
Is that like Convertible Burt from the Rick
Ross
song?
Yes, I touch work like I'm convertible Burt. Yeah.
Who is Convertible Burt?
I have no idea.
I think he sells cars.
Convertible Burt. Have you seen that Vine with Rick Ross where he's like, he's all, dude. He's all, I'm into eating pears now. Shout out to all the pear.
Oh, it says right here.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's see.
I touch work.
Oh.
What's that?
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I'm pulling this up.
Hi, Fufu. Did you freak out about that skunk? I think Theo has to take a shit. Oh, buddy. He's so cute right now. I like how Theo gets mad.
Rosé sold drugs like Richard Convertible Burt Simmons, who was the mentor of Booby Williams, who was Ross's mentor.
Mentor?
Like, he was a drug dealer. That's who he was.
Wow. Yeah, Rick Ross's hat. Remember that when I stole
it
from Chelsea Lately?
Holy shit, that's true.
Yeah. Rick Ross and a bunch of rappers did a rapper's roundtable back when I wrote for Chelsea. And Rick Ross left behind his baseball cap, and it reeked of marijuana. And I asked if I could steal it.
Yep.
And nobody claimed it, so I got it.
Yep. That's great. Let's see. We talked to Ricky Ross.
I'm into eating pears now.
That's so crazy.
Shout out to all the pear. That's what he says. What are you looking for, Double Dog?
I'm trying to find that for you.
It's on my Twitter feed. Look,
no, I got the full clip.
Can you just flash to Shorty who's co-signing? I don't want, you know, as much as I love your boss, I don't want to co-sign that. But yes, you are looking a sexy motherfucker right now. Now, boss, how much you shredding?
Man, I might have, you know, I ain't really keeping up on, you know, the amount. You know, the way I just wanted to, you know, get in some better shape. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put myself in a better position. So I still eat the way I want to eat. I just go to the gym.
So it's the gym which is doing
I do this shit called CrossFit.
Hey,
I call
like
it RossFit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called RossFit now.
And that's, is that the?
If y'all see this hashtag RossFit. But what it is you know, earlier this summer, you know, Reebok had, you know, introduced me to a trainer, and what he turned me on to was, let's say for instance, if you got on a treadmill and you did that shit for 30 minutes, you burning calories, but you could be doing something that's burning calories and building muscle at the same time. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like you working out a shorter time. I could go out and do some shit for 20
minutes.
He
sounds winded just talking.
He is.
Like this, you heard me?
He doesn't just sound like it.
It's working fast. Like,
everybody who see this, go ahead and hashtag CrossFit. Hit me on Twitter.
He looks terrible. He's like, check me out. You can look like this.
He looks better than he did, though.
He does.
The
God
body.
fucking realize that, because baby, this grind is hard work, fam. The grind is, let's go front about the grind.
He's talking like, what? He said this grind is hard work, fam.
White people are,
him saying that is so fucking
I don't even understand what he said. But what is he? These white, hitting it to the
ground. This grind is hard work, fam.
You can't listen. I think like British hip hoppers.
No white guy should ever say that sentence.
No, like remember that rapper, The Streets. He was an English guy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds corny. No offense to the English listening, but it just get your life.
It's horrible. What's up with
your life?
These guys will stand up to count the money. You know what I'm saying?
But
you might be on your feet for a few hours.
But now they give me fruit to eat. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what fruit had, tasted like. I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear eaters. Yeah.
Are we going to see it?
Oh, he did keep it singular.
Yeah. Shout out. But then the English guy chimed in with eaters. He goes, eaters.
Shout out to all the pear eaters. Yeah.
Are we going
to?
He like corrects the grammar.
Right. So here's what you can't do. You can't say, this grind is hard, fam, and then correct somebody on their grammar.
This grind is hard, fam.
The grind is really odd, fam.
Shout out to all the pear
eaters. Got to get it grammatically correct.
It's the Queen's English, love.
Grind is, it's really trying out there, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
But now they give me fruit to eat. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what fruit had, tasted like. I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear eaters. Yeah.
Are we going
to
see a pear fucking Ciroc?
What?
I might need to let Puff know that.
A pear, fucking a double pear.
That pear Ciroc.
Should I start doing my interviews shirtless?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With chains? He's got a lot of chains, though.
And he's got tats, too, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? I think you should start that new trend.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Dude, Rick Ross has a full set of C-cups on him, though. For real, though.
I'm not far behind him.
No, boo-boo. No, boo-boo. You look way better than Rick
Ross. I'm going to get a gold chain, though. A big, fat gold chain.
Yes. I like this. How much do you want to spend on it, though?
Nothing crazy. 5 G's?
I'd say more.
Really?
Well, yeah. Do you want a nice chain or just... Did our dog just pee?
No.
Do you want a shitty... The point of the chain is like it's got to be so expensive and have no resale value. That's how they do it.
I can get down with that.
$50,000, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to personalize it?
I don't know. I just rock that shit, man.
Like T-nuts?
Oh, you mean a medallion. I was talking about the fat chain on the outside. Start wearing it to press? That's fucking a move right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
We'll start wearing on planes and to press.
You know what? I've always felt that, I mean, everybody could use. You need a good tracksuit to fucking fly in, bro, and to travel in.
Yep.
It's so hard for me to find one. I've wanted a good fucking Eastern European Euro trash tracksuit forever, and I cannot find one.
We didn't tell the story.
Huh.
Of the fucking jacket getting returned.
Oh, shout out to all the pair.
Shout out to all the pair and purse.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me?
You feel me?
Do a British accent, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Talking about, feel me? Know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm somebody, feel me? I mean,
you know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
talking about.
Hey, I'm somebody, feel me? I mean,
talk about, feel me? Know what I mean?
It doesn't sound as hard, right?
No, fam, it does not. The grind is very real.
Like the streets. Okay, so yes, we did not discuss the jacket catastrophe. Go ahead.
The jacket catastrophe was that I bought... Here's the thing that I've learned about myself.
Yes.
And other people may relate. If I really want something, and it's not like crazy, like a fucking $5,000 necklace, but if I really want something and I go like, I can buy this, I just buy it.
Well, you know? Okay.
No, I mean like, I'll go, I really want this.
Yes. And but, as you should, you work very hard for your money. So hard for it, honey.
Yeah.
Like Donna Summers. Why can't you enjoy
a thing
now and then?
But what I find is that if I want somebody to support my decision, that's doubt.
Yeah.
And the doubt is what should be faced and realized and observed and accepted.
Mm.
And that means don't. When I got that fucking jacket that if you listen to Live from San Francisco on, I bought it. I called you and I go, should I get this jacket? And you were like, well, why are you asking? And I was like, I don't know. It's expensive, but I'm going to Asia and I need like a light jacket. And blah, blah, blah. And you were like,
you were Tracy Braxton. You were a little indecisive.
I was very Tracy Braxton that day. And I didn't know what to do.
I'm thinking about Trina maybe because she doesn't make up her mind with her husband. Sorry, maybe Trina.
Really?
Who's more indecisive, Tracy or Trina?
Tracy or... Oh.
Because Trina
feel like
goes back and forth with her husband all the time.
The Braxtons and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family.
I've been practicing. Mm-hmm. Ready? We are the Braxtons, and you'll see that we are not like an ordinary family. Bam.
That's.
Is that it?
Light years ahead, but I thought you were going to give me the next verse.
I haven't practiced.
Oh,
the
okay.
Names
that
yet.
Was like.
Was that good?
That shows you when somebody goes to work, like when someone practices.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was writing it out and like practicing while I was making my coffee in the morning.
It's all about hitting that, right?
Yes.
It gives you.
Yep. And I remember you saying
the rhythm.
That.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Sorry. So you decided you checked in with me.
Who, which Braxton are you today? This morning you said you were. Because I was Trina today.
You were Trina today.
Kind of like a little, like kind of wild and a little sass and a little reckless.
Yeah. I was
That's
kinda,
how I felt.
I was kind of grumpy today.
That's Tracy.
Yeah,
right?
Tracy's kind of grumpy. I was tired. I didn't sleep well last night. Mm. I was a little Tracy Braxton, yeah.
Yeah, I was very Trina today. I was like, well, I don't care. I'll have a drink.
You're like, I got to drink during the daytime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cocktails.
Cocktail sauce.
So call me.
So I called you and I did that thing where I was like, what do you think of my decision to do this? Which I think is like, that's the fact that you're making the call is what you need to pay attention to. In my case, the act of the call is telling me I'm not confident about my decision.
So you need backup here.
Right. Which the real lesson is if you're making that call, it's a no purchase.
Chances are. Yeah. If you have to ask for the counsel on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, I have doubts about this.
Yeah.
So anyways, I really regret. I had like immediate. What is it? Retail regret, like immediate buyer's regret, remorse.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I held on to it, and then I was able to exchange it. They let me exchange it.
That's nice because it's a classy place. It's not like Smart and Final.
Mm-mm.
If you got that jacket there, they'd be like,
no, they'd be like, this also is our final. You can't do nothing. It was smart to get it, but we're done.
Yep.
But this place was like, yeah, what do you want?
That's
so
nice.
I gave them that back, and I got a jacket that I showed you. You approve big time.
I love that one you got because it's like a down jacket for winter times.
We're getting into winter times.
For sure.
Coming
and when
up.
You travel, you're going to really need that.
Yeah, I'm going to go places where it's cold.
ooh, where are you going to go?
There's a lot of places cold out.
You got to wear a scarf. Hat.
So
you wear a shawl and a brooch. You got to wear your brooch.
I don't know. There's nothing like when there's nothing, no feeling as poor as when you're like, I fucked up and I shouldn't have bought this. You know what I mean? You feel like, God damn it. I spent my money so unwisely and you're unhappy with what you got.
Yeah.
So to redeem that, I feel so redeemed. I can't tell you how happy that exchange made me.
Good. Because you realize, like, I'll tell you why you felt, like, at least in my estimation here, there's a dollar amount where when you spend it, you feel good about yourself. And you're like, I can afford a $10 thing.
Mistake.
But, right. And then you go, yeah, but if it's a $20 mistake, then you're like, no, I'm saying there's like an amount that you can spend in your heart where you know it's right.
Right.
And then there's an amount that's just a bit over it. And now you're going into, remorse.
Right. Well, I'm saying,
like, fuck, it's remorse.
I wouldn't have had the regret if I loved it.
If you loved it. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I can deal with the mistake if I go, you know, yes, it's stupid, but I mean, whatever. It's $20. It'll hang up there.
Can I tell you what I do when I remorse? I don't buy a ton of like fancy pants things, but when I do, I buy like one or two. If I don't like it, I just fucking return it all the time.
Yeah.
I'll always keep the receipt. You know, 9 times out of 10, retailers will take back.
You know what Charo did for me today for the first time?
What's that?
She asked for a really nice gift. She's never done that before.
Oh, what is she?
She asked me to get her a nice handbag for Christmas.
Oh, that's she's
She's never asked me, like,
that's true. She's never kind of fessed up to wanting stuff.
No, the opposite. She goes, like, I just want love, or like, aww, whatever it is. She's like, that's nice. But she's like, I want a really nice one.
Now she's like, I don't give a fuck about your love.
Yeah.
Just give me some stuff.
She asked for really, and I go, look, if I get you that, don't think that I'm going to get that for my siblings, too. And she goes, yeah, absolutely not. I'm your mother. Like, she put it out there, like, give me some nice shit this year.
You know why, dude? Because you're getting older. I'm getting older. My dad expects me to pay for lunch now.
Oh, he does?
Those days, I'm no longer the child. Like, once
you're
over,
the working person now.
38 years old. Like, I'm almost 40 years old.
Yeah.
Now, we're the adults now, and our parents get to be the children. That's how it goes. They get to regress into being kids. We take care of them, man.
It's really funny.
My dad's so into it now. Loves it. He loves that I'm the adult now, and he can kind of... He just retired, you know? So... He can chill out, and I get to buy him pizzas and milanesa. That's all he eats. Every time I see my dad,
not like fucking asking for a handbag.
No, it's not. It's not. It's so funny. I'm like, Dad, where do you want to go? You want to go? I was gonna have lunch. I had lunch with him last week. Like, do you want to go to like this Israeli place down the street? He's like, No, CPK.
I'm like, he loves CPK. And you treat him? You treat him for dinner?
I did.
That's really
I did
cute.
CPK dinner, man.
Did you just volunteer it? Yeah, I got it.
I did.
It's cute.
I can't make my old man pay for fucking pizzas now. You know?
You know, my dad, he's such the guy forever that was like, you know, I got it. I'll treat you.
Yeah.
That if I go like, I got it. Thanks, buddy. Immediately. Like, he doesn't do like, no, I got it.
Right,
he's
right.
He's like, absolutely.
So is my, my dad's paid for everything for 38 years. College was the last major, which is huge.
So my dad's got the wife and two daughters and a son.
Shit.
And he's, you know.
Your dad's paid out, son.
He's paid out. Whenever anybody goes like, I'll take their, appreciate it, like right away, he just drops it on you like, that's nice.
Shit. I gotta tell you, being a parent, I mean, that's,
it's money.
That is a lifetime of paying out, huh?
You just pay and pay and pay.
Hey, buddy. Okay. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy, it's Top Dog. Hey, buddy, it's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog. Aww.
Should we talk about, before we play this call, that next month we're paring it down, but not really. Like, what we're doing next month is we're doing the show, and we're going to be doing once a week, but... All of the shows are going to be longer.
Yes.
Like, the idea is this. We get together and we kind of like throw together this show. And typically the show is 60 to 70 minutes long. But we also have like, you know, always on our mind shit about, well, what about like Friday? You know, I feel like something about that. So we wanted to try it for the month of November to just do Wednesdays. But put everything we get into the Wednesday show.
It's a Wednesday super show. And because we were talking about this when we went on the cruise.
We heard like the throwbacks.
Yeah, we heard those early episodes when we were only doing one. And we put so much love and thought into every single episode because it was only one a week.
Right. Like, for instance, right now, I go, like, we got this Top Dog call.
Yeah.
And then I have this other thing to play. And I go, oh, but should I just save that for Friday?
Right.
And that's something that happens all the time where we go like, hey, this talking point, should we, oh, we're at this point, we'll just save it for Friday. And we end up splitting up the show.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if we condense it into that once a week, every episode will be at least 90 minutes, if not longer. So you'll get in one episode almost the length of our normal one, you know what I mean, of two episodes, if not equal length. And you'll just get, we'll empty the fucking... We'll back up the vault every time. Like, we'll just be like, we're done. We got everything we could into this show.
Yes. And well, it's an experiment, guys. We'll do it for the month of November. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it is an experiment. That's all it is. It's an experiment, and we'll see where we go with it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So that's it. It's not permanent. We want to try it and just see if we make the episodes even better that way. So we hope you'll like it and support it. And, that's that. Let's see here.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear this call.
Okay, I talked to Top Dog. He went to a wedding over the weekend and with my younger sister and
I remember this is when we were making fun of them on the cruise, and we were like, "Are you guys going to stay at the? Are you going to share a room?" With
I wish
uncle?
I could have gotten into some of that stuff, but yeah, it was. So he had called me over the weekend about some things, and then today he's at the hotel at the airport because he's getting on a really early flight. So I called him, and this was our conversation. There.
Wow, it's powerful.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm in Orlando. I'm flying up to Washington, D.C. I have a conference tomorrow I'm going to, so it'll be kind of neat.
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect, actually, time to talk about this, because when I talked to you last week, when you were in Jersey, you were talking about travel days and how that affects your shits.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, one of the things that happened is when I get on an airplane, particularly the early flight, I don't have my morning shit.
Yeah.
And so what happens, you're traveling, and so you get all out of whack. So I went a whole day without taking one.
Whoa.
Which I knew, it was going to be multiple bombs away, multiple bombing missions the next day, okay?
Well, weren't your farts terrible because of that?
Oh, the night before, you could actually see the paint peel on the walls. Okay.
Even bad by your standards.
Even by my standards. Yeah. So anyway, next morning, I probably had, I think about a 3 in the next morning. Cause here's what happens when a shit sits in your intestines all night.
Yeah.
Your large intestine takes away a lot of the moisture.
It's true. Yeah.
That's why if you don't, you skip the day, sometimes you have a harder one.
Because today there was a you like that?
Well, he's right. My mother didn't say many smart things to me as a kid. That is one of them. That when you farts push the shit out, number one, but the shit stays inside of you and takes the water out of the shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cleaning lady here, and I was saying that cleaning lady was here this morning. I wanted to shit, and I held it probably another hour than I wanted to because she was cleaning the bathroom and stuff. It's really, people don't know about our home, but it's a small home. We don't have a big house, and we have a very small bathroom, and it's attached to our kitchen. And so the cleaning lady does the kitchen first always. So I'm in here. I have my coffee. I go, I got to shit, but she's right there. So I'm like, I'll wait. Well, guess what she does next? The bathroom.
Oh,
so I hold it all through that time until she finally leaves that area. We only have one bathroom, so that's it, man. Yeah. I got to hold it.
Yeah.
And it was a very disappointing shit. Very disappointing.
Wow. And you can hold your shits for a long time.
But those, when you got to go in the morning, those are not the ones that I hold. Typically, it's like that midday, like, ooh, I can shit right now, and I'll hold that. But that first one where the coffee hits you, I don't hold that one.
Coffee shits are imperative.
I don't hold that one usually. Mm. And it really was really disappointing by the time I had to go. It wasn't the complete shit, you know?
No. You probably got a little spread out on the inside. You probably had a follow-up on later.
He's right.
He called out that I probably had a follow-up one later.
He's right, because when I hold in my morning dump, and I have to make up for it later. He's absolutely right about this. He really knows his stuff.
Can you move the phone? I don't hear you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please make note in your mind of how many times I ask him to move the... This is the new battle. At work, it's the breathing.
Right.
When it's his cell phone, every time, no matter where... What time of day I go, can you move the phone so I can hear you?
Wait, what?
I don't know where he puts it.
What is it with people over 50 who do not know how to use a telephone?
So I was talking and I go, he goes, yeah. I'm like, where did you put the phone right then?
My father does what Peter Kane did on the phone where the button pushing. Like, why are you pushing buttons? Well, who's doing this?
I don't know, man. It was just, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
I hate traveling. I just do. You know, when it comes to my shit. So I don't know what I'm going to do about tomorrow morning. Got a 7 o'clock flight.
Ooh, yuck. Why are you leaving on such an early flight?
Because the conference starts at noon in Washington, D.C. Huh. So, they want to get everybody to the airport checked in so they can go for all that stuff. So I'll probably not have something in the morning. And, you know, the world's worst place to take shits on an airplane.
Yeah, I know. I do it every now. You know, I fly so much that I don't like to do it, but every once in a while I just do it because I have to.
Well, you know, I was in Totes the other day, and...
Yuck.
Your contempt for coach.
Ugh. I did shit. In the last 2 months, I've shit on a plane like 2 or 3 times. Huh. I hate doing it, but now I'm at the point where I'm such the frequent flyer that I'll go like, do I need to, could I hold this? Like, I do the whole, and I go, I'm just going to let it out. And I go and I shit.
It's brave. I mean, especially because you have to account for all the other people waiting in line, but you don't give a crap. It sounds like you don't care.
I don't care.
It's not good for you.
I'm like the honey badger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. But by the way, 3 rows ahead of me.
Yeah.
Was a billionaire, a member of the Forbes 400 in coach.
In coach?
In coach. And I've flown with, I've been on flights with him before. He always takes coach. I mean, I've been on other planes sat across from him one time.
I despise people with those set of ethics. I think it's so fucking gross. When it's the same as like, the people who have all the money and they're like, you know, I drive my used Honda Accord and it's got 600,000 miles on it and I just get new tires.
Yeah.
I don't applaud it. I really don't. I don't applaud the uber wealthy person who's like, I'm just a simple guy.
No.
And I mean, this asshole is worth $2-4 billion and he's not flying private at least first. Really?
Yeah.
And the point is what? Well, it just doesn't mean anything to me. Fuck off with that, man. Yeah, I really don't. I don't care.
Especially because if you've been poor, if you've grown up, like I grew up without a ton of money. And if you done been broke, you celebrate when you got the money. You know what I'm saying? You don't
this
celebrate being
billionaire
poor,
is flying coach from Florida to New Jersey.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Definitely go fuck yourself. And I feel the same way. I know people, well, you know, it's all about where you want to spend your money. But I, you know, I guess probably the part of my contempt for it is that like I like cars and... When somebody's like, friends who have like millions of dollars that I know people with millions of dollars, and I have this fucking 20-year-old car, this $10,000 car. And I'm like, you know, I don't look down on people who don't have a nice car, but when you have the money and you like, you know, it's fun to drive a fun car to drive and you're just choosing not to, just to be like, well, I didn't spend any money on this. Yeah, I know. You're driving that fucking hunk of shit. I know. I got it. I understand.
I think I don't appreciate the self-inflicted martyrdom thing.
It is. It's like, it's disingenuous. That's what I don't like about it. It's not that it's not that I don't respect you flying coach. I fly coach every week. I buy my coach ticket and I hope for an upgrade. But like when you have the money to do it and you're like, nope.
You're still, yeah.
I still.
It, you know why? Because it smacks of false modesty.
That's what it is to me.
It's like the, you know, it's like the CEO of Microsoft.
That's the equivalent of this guy.
Drives a Prius. And you're like, wait, why does he, you don't have to, bro. Like, isn't that why you chose a job that makes you a ton of money? So
right.
That you don't have to do
exactly.
that anymore,
the
dude?
Rest of us are buying the Prius.
Yeah, let us drive.
It's a good
Prius.
Option for us. You can have a chauffeur in your fucking
and just do it. Make your life easy. Make your life easy. I don't understand that. And by the way, some of you snickering at the fact that we have a housekeeper, let me tell you something. Marriage has so many pitfalls to fight with each other on, okay? There's enough to work on. If you guys fight about underwear on the floor, if you're both messy, if one of you is messy, if one of you doesn't do the both of you don't do your dishes, don't fight about it. If you can afford $50 to have somebody save your marriage and clean the house for you, I highly recommend it. It's so worth it.
We'd do it more if we could.
Absolutely. We don't do it enough.
I know.
But listen, if I don't have to spend my free time or you spend your free time scrubbing a toilet and we can spend that time doing this podcast, which we've done before, while the cleaning lady is here, by all means, I'd spend that $50 on it. Come on. Come on.
No,
get your
great.
Life.
You need to get your life for real. Get the fuck out of here with that.
By the way, this guy is a real fun guy. So about 10 years ago, he bought a...
He's talking about a different guy now.
Okay.
A different guy bought, he said, he's about to say a Toyota Avalon.
Toyota Avalon with the free tires for life.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When he got to this sixth set of tires and 200 and some odd thousand miles on his Toyota, they said, well, we don't want to do that anymore. And so he said, you can't do that. It says right here, tires for life. So this guy,
multiple,
you know,
choice.
I think he's on his seventh set.
That was a total multiple choice laugh, wasn't it? He's like, this guy said that.
Okay. It's like multiple choice.
I love when he gets that laugh.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So,
I love Top Dog.
From like a dealership?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they can't back out of that.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. They tried, but they didn't. Yeah.
So let me ask you. Oh, so the other day I met this Marine. I mean, he's not in the Corps anymore, but he fought in Desert Storm, and then he also went to Somalia, and you know, Black Hawk Down stuff.
Yeah.
He told me it was really, really exciting to kill the enemy there too.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, particularly, yeah. It is, particularly with the kind of weapons we have. You know, I mean, the weapons. You know, 37mm, 50 cal. You know. We have really better weapons.
Do you think is it more exciting to kill with like an explosive or with like just firing a shot?
Well, firing a shot, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because with the explosive, you don't really get.
Can you move the phone again? How many times?
With the explosives, all you get.
How many times have I asked you now? Twice.
Twice.
Okay.
Where does he put the phone?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Put it to your mouth.
I've asked this 100. You're only getting one phone call. I've asked this 100,000 times already.
It's just leftovers, so to speak. You know what I mean?
But it's kind of cool, right, to see their body blown up in pieces?
It happens so fast that you really can't see it. They're just there, and then they're not there.
Jesus Christ.
It happens too fast. The explosion is too fast to follow the detail.
But when you fire and you see the mist in the air, it's more exciting.
That's right. Headshots are the greatest because, you know, there is enough, the rest of the body's intact, and, you know, head just kind of...
Where's the phone?
Depending on the distance and where it hits, but, yeah, and it was depending on the weapon, but usually, you know, back of his head comes up, depends on the round.
Yeah.
The velocity, where it hits, etc., but it doesn't matter, you know, it's just wherever the enemy happens to be.
Right, but I mean, like...
If they're trying to kill you, you have to kill them.
Did you, by the way, did you see Lone Survivor? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
It was great. I didn't see it till last week.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Well done. Extremely well done.
Yeah, and, like, they really... The fight scenes seem really realistic, and, like, when they were trying to kill the Hajis, and, like, you saw...
Yeah.
You know, they really made, like, realistic... like, you know, shooting take place and the explosions, and
right.
It seemed like right. it didn't seem as like glorified Hollywood as it seemed.
Yeah,
like it was probably
the best one I've ever seen in terms of coming close to realism. Yeah,
it was a great
but
movie.
There's an interesting ethical, if you remember in the movie when they just debated whether they're going to execute the 14-year-old boy sheepherder. Remember that?
We talked about this extensively.
Yes.
So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Lone Survivor, I guess you don't want to listen. But in the film, what happens is it's based on a true story. And basically, these SEALs were out in there in Afghanistan. And there are four of them. And they're outside this, like, let's say, this township run by the Taliban. And this group of, like, three or four sheep herders come. And one's really old, one's really young, and there's another, and then one of them's like 14, 15 years old. He's really aggressive, really angry. He tries to get away a few times, and they have to zip tie them. And they have the debate about what to do, because they're trying to get basically to an extraction point, and they have communication equipment that's like failing the radio, their sat phone's not working. So they go, well, if we let these guys go, they're going to go let the Taliban know, and they're going to notify them. They're going to come after us. So they have the debate. Do we execute them? Do we tie them up? In other words, tie them up somewhere here, and it's going to delay them getting discovered or letting people know for a while, which gives us the head start. Or do we just let them go? That's the debate in the film. In the film, they let them go. And as soon as they let them go, the young guy, the 14, 15-year-old, takes off in a sprint back to let the Taliban know what just happened, basically that Americans are up in the woods. That's the debate. Yes, like at the it basically is what ended up biting them in the ass.
Yeah, so when I was in Vietnam, we had two prisoners. We get a call on the radio saying, we're going to heel lift your platoon to help out another platoon that's engaged, okay? Well, we can't take the prisoners with us. So, you know, the question is, what are you going to do with the prisoners? A, you let them go? No. Are you going to shoot them, kill them, execute them? Thought about that, and I said, no, because that can get you into, trouble, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, certain ethical concerns here. So what we ended up, we just tied them up.
Which is what they should have done, right? Shouldn't they have tied them up and tried to get out of there?
Yeah, they should have tied them up and bought some time. Absolutely. You know, here's what would have happened. Probably the same thing happened. If they go missing, somebody goes looking for them. Did you tie somebody up? But I don't think they had rope with them. That's the thing. I don't think they had rope with them. We had rope with us.
Well, you know, but they had zip ties and stuff because they had their hands zip tied.
Yeah, yeah,
so they could have zip tied their feet, and they could have gotten them a good distance away where like they weren't going to make any fuss for a while, and then
they could have bought some. They could have bought some time. The other thing you can do is you can, you know, break an ankle or do something so they're not mobile. But, you know, I think when I was there, it was in the post-Eli atmosphere, and so we were very sensitive about civilians.
Yeah.
He could have just broken that guy's ankle.
It's another option. If you want to tie somebody to a tree, break their ankles. It's your dad. This is your father talking. Did you realize that? It was your dad. It's like, I took a big shit. Yeah, in Vietnam, I broke some ankles. It's so crazy.
So we decided not to kill these guys and just
climb up. You know how that goes, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, when you're watching that movie, you know as soon as that guy is released, you're like, oh, they should have done something to him because he's going to cause it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're outnumbered. I mean, tremendously outnumbered. And the other thing which still amazes me about is why they didn't have better communications.
Yeah, that's the whole fuck up.
Really, I still struggle with that whole thing. Because, you know, that was in the age of satellite phones. We didn't have satellite phones in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Where was the communications on this? Was sat phones?
Well, they had their sat phones, at least in the film, and they couldn't get through. And then of course, that SEAL team gets deployed, and then RPG goes right into the helicopter and takes the whole thing down.
So, yeah, well, that's the other thing that they did lose 32 SEALs on one RPG, and, you know, that begged questions an awful lot of guys on one helicopter, okay?
Yeah.
And whether that was really... I asked a SEAL team guy that I happen to know about that, and he said they just didn't have that many qualified helicopter pilots, okay? Like a special kind of pilot, specially trained to work with SEALs. I asked him about that specifically. Oh. The guy's an active SEAL. So.
You know what I just remembered?
What?
That I did take a couple extra shits after that disappointing shit, but they were real sloppy and like drippy and droopy kind of shit.
Yeah. That happens. You know, I had three the next day.
Wow.
But they're not satisfying.
No, they're not. They're not, and they weren't all, they're all kind of different texture, okay? First one a little harder, second, two, and three a little softer.
Yeah, very interesting.
It goes from killing people in Vietnam
right,
to
shits,
your bowel movements.
The thing that he's right about is that, so I held that one, and the first shit was really disappointing. It's when she was still here. I went in there once she moved.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later, I had like, ooh. But it was...
It's hot and runny, huh?
Yep. Exactly. And it just was very unsatisfying.
You know, here's why I wake up extra early when I know she's coming. That's why I wake up so early, because I need to drink my coffee and I need to shit before she comes a knocking.
I didn't know that.
Because then I like to sequester myself in this room while she's cleaning, because she doesn't clean the podcast room, obviously.
Yeah.
It's very intrusive.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was neat that you could get that from your dad. Really
yeah.
Neat.
It was kind of cool, right?
It's kind of bonding. Do you bond? Do you find that bonds you to him when
Definitely.
You hear about killing and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't understand, for me, the how dramatic the change is from asking these questions over time.
Yeah.
I mean, this used to be like, no answer, to, I saw some things, to like,
yeah.
You can always break someone's ankle if you want.
You know, I think I know what you're talking about with your parents. Like, with my father now, there's definitely things that he wouldn't be open about my youth. And now that I'm an adult... A full-grown adult,
yeah.
He tells me shit where I'm like, I don't need to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you not share with me anymore?
Now, with dad, my dad, it's like, I want you to completely drop the guard. And I feel like the closer we get, because we've become closer as like just friends.
Yeah.
And he doesn't worry about like, oh, you're a kid, I'm going to, you know, freak you out. He just tells me shit now.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think it still freaks you out, no matter how old you are. You never want to really know shit about your parents. Do you?
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy the war stuff from him.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about, like, him banging chicks, though.
It's gross.
That I don't have no interest
in. Remember when we were making fun of your dad's coming on approach? We were at Starbucks, and you're getting coffee, and you're like, hey, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you do that sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
A joke.
Yeah.
But where were we?
Hey, gorgeous. No, I was like, I like the way you fill that out. Yeah. Let me do that again for me. That was one of those classic jeans episodes we let out.
That's right.
All-time best.
That's right.
And
no, we were watching
people
something.
Have been emailing me questions for him, so I'm going to get him on that for another episode.
Well, Top Dog knows everything.
He knows a lot. He knows a lot.
Yeah,
I'll give him that. But look, we gotta get moving, Jeans. So we'll be back on Friday. We have a guest. I don't want to say who until it's he's actually here.
You know how that goes.
You know how that goes. But we'll have fun. So thanks for listening, Jeans, and be her and be the one. Pull your jeans up.
Keep them
up. Make sure you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com to see clips from the show. Be sure to check out our store. You can order shirts like Top Dog, Let's Get Social, Theo's 24/7, Bikes, and more. Don't forget to download our bonus episodes. They're on CD Baby and iTunes. We interviewed Top Dog and Charo, Christina's dad, about escaping Hungary, arriving in his dreamland, Detroit. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. And don't forget to please shop through our Amazon, Mamazon banner on our site. Listen to That's Deep Bro, Christina's other podcast.
Hey-o.
And go to TomSegura.com, ChristinaComedy.com for stand-up information and tickets to shows. That's it for now, Jeans.
I love you guys.
Bye.
After all bullshit. After all bullshit.
I think his fucking boss, the homies, are all fucking bald. They always have shaved heads.
Of course. That's the cholo look, man. You can't have a bald head, a goatee, homes. You have your socks pulled up, your Converse, and of course your shorts, your dicky shorts.
It's crazy, dude, like this is 46.
Yeah.
Fucking cops are fucking bald.